Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to episode 50 of Finding True Wealth. I'm Nick Hopwood, your host and co-host here, Jim Pilot. But, you know, this is episode 50. I feel like we should...
Yeah, we got to celebrate or something.
I know, like, we should get an award of some kind.
Yeah.
for sticking with it for this long, you know. Well, anyway, we're glad that you're listening. Today, we're going to be talking about the markets for a moment because, you know, the last month and a half or so, the last 2 months have been kind of rough. On Wednesday of this week, I'm not sure what day this will be posted, but the Dow's down 800 or so at one point. And, you know, it's kind of scary when that happens, right?
Absolutely.
But we have to remember, you know, that these volatile times come and go and shouldn't be watching too closely every day. And over time, we're rewarded for taking risk in general, and we're rewarded over time, right? So... But what did you see on Facebook the other day that, like, after, actually, it was, the market was down 800, and then immediately the headlines start dropping, right? And people start making Facebook posts, and what got your attention?
Yeah, obviously market drops always make for good headlines, but I actually did see an interesting Facebook post from someone I knew years ago, basically just talking about the big drop in the market, and if you haven't noticed, you're 401k balance is probably the same place it was a year ago. You know, this has been a wasted year. It was just really negative, really down. Talking about how you know, we've gone nowhere. You completely wasted this year of retirement planning and so forth. But then he kind of pivoted to, hey, I have this great product that never goes down, only goes up. It's perfect. Everybody should be looking.
Sounds
at
pretty
it,
good,
you know,
huh?
Doesn't it? Yeah, sign me up, right? But it instantly just caught my attention because it's the kind of thing that preys on fear, and it just caused me to take a step back and say, you know, while feeling safe and comfortable and never losing money sounds great, what kind of a impact does that really have, and is that realistic? Do we need to fear the stock market imploding and having our retirement savings completely eroded? So that's what got me thinking about it and looking into some things.
You know, if I'm reading it on a bad day, right? I had a bad day at work, or you know, I'm in a bad mood, and I read that, and maybe I think to myself, "Yeah, this is no good," right? Like maybe I should just give up on it.
I need to be in something safer than this.
Yeah. But you know, you're a month later, and the market's recovered half the loss from the last month and a half, and then you're singing a different tune, right?
Right. Yeah, it really just makes me think about the importance of time horizon. You know, you kind of mentioned that already, but it's so dangerous to let short-term events alter your long-term plans.
I'm glad you said that, because oftentimes I'll remind people when the market's down, how does this affect your long-term plans? And, you know, they'll say, well, I don't know. But I do know, because we use Plan with Peak, and we use, you know, the latest and greatest updated values, and maybe it's down 10%, maybe it's down 5% from the recent high. But when we extrapolate into the future, using conservative assumptions, they're still in good shape. You know, it hasn't changed with this market drop as much as people might like to think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing that stood out to me is when this post commented that it's been a wasted year, that even to me was a red flag, because it's really not a wasted year. You know, I've seen so many up and down stock markets over the many years, but I've retrained myself to look at those pullbacks as buying opportunities, you know, and instead of looking at a down market and saying, I've gotten nowhere, that's not true at all. A 3 or 401k where you're consistently making contributions, you're buying at better share prices when the market is down, and that yields tremendous results in the future.
So if you're still in your accumulation phase and, you know, you're 30-something or 40-something, 50-something, I like the way that you just mentioned that. You look at it as a buying opportunity. But what about the people who are not in their accumulation phase?
Yeah, and part of the planning process and the investment advisory process that we do, make sure that we are building an account that's appropriate for their risk tolerance, you know, and when their time horizon is shorter, we've designed their investments accordingly. But that being said, there's a lot of statistical information out there, you know, in market history that shows, you know, we can have a bad year. We can even have two, maybe 3 years in a row that are down. But that's, if you go back and look over
that's
history,
very rare.
That's about as far as you've ever seen consecutive markets down. It's usually 1 year, 18 months or so would be a, you know, more typical pullback. So still being able to weather that out and ride that out is going to yield big results when it does turn back.
I like to tell people, you know, we use the Riskalyze tool, and they come up with a risk threshold, if you will, a risk tolerance number. And I like to say, if you are invested at the right level, you should be able to emotionally withstand this drop without panicking. We want to take enough risk so you get a return on your investment. I think in general, the more risk you take, the more potential reward you can make. So we want to take advantage of that relationship, but we don't want to take so much risk so that we panic when there is a drop and shoot ourselves in the foot. So if you are going to be okay and comfortable within this tolerance of losing 10%, you know, don't come back later and say, hey, we're down 8%, I want to cash it out. You know, that's kind of goes against the point. But also, don't invest too aggressive so we have a chance to lose 15%, right?
Right. Yep, absolutely. The other thing, as I kind of dove into this and wanted to, you know, have some solid historical facts here, I pulled up a piece from Invesco. Invesco put out a nice piece that talked about the history of the stock market. It showed us an 80-year time frame, right? So that's taking into account all the terrible markets, you know, we saw in 2008 and the early 2000s, you know, all the way back to the just after the Great Depression. But historically, the market has been up 76% of the time over that 80-year time period.
So three out of 4 years.
Yeah. The market's up, and that ratio tends to hold pretty consistent for a wide variety of time periods. There's another shorter 20-year time period in the same piece, then that same ratio holds true. You know, over that 80-year time period, the up markets average 19% up, and they average 12% down. You know, putting it all together over that time period is a 10.4% return.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, of course, that's not guaranteed. That's not, you know, we don't even use that in our planning because we don't ever want to overestimate. But why that stands out to me is the product that this individual was talking about. You know, while it's fun to say you'll never lose money on a product, there's always a trade-off, right? And the trade-off in those product is caps, right? They always cap how much you can earn.
Yeah, there's a limit to how much you can make in even the better years.
Right. Right, and time and time again, I've run into people who have been in these products, and while they may even say, "Oh, you'll make 8% a year," I've looked at a lot of these, and I've never seen anybody come close to that. And
The cap ends up being more like 3 or 4. Right?
Yeah, because the caps may start at 8, but they gradually decrease over time.
Mm.
I actually had a client who, when I started working with her, was in one of these products. You know, same thing. Said she had a nice big cap on it. It was going to grow forever. But I did the math on it. It only grew at 3.5%.
In a great market.
In a great market. And that was the thing, right? So I ran some numbers. And in that same time period, if she would have just invested in a diversified index, her market, the account value would have been worth over $200,000 as compared to the $90,000 that it was worth being capped.
Oh, dear.
At 3.5%. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember coming out of 2008. The S&P was down like 37% or something in that range, and then for the first quarter of 2009 it was down another double digit amount. I want to say another 20% or so before it started rebounding in the second half of 2009. But people went through this period of time, they saw their account balances, and people were some people were panicking. People were being preyed upon by, you know, these annuity sales guys or whatever you want to call them. There was even a dateline on, like, selling annuities to old people that, like, people that were 80 plus and committing to a 10-year. Anyway, the point is, I've seen a lot of these products, and the song, you know, goes, you can't lose, and it never goes down, and you can make money in up years, but the make money in up years ends up being like 4%. And then, you know, every fourth year, the market goes down, like you were saying, and you lose nothing, okay? But if you make 4% for 3 years, and then nothing in the fourth year, you made, what, 12% in 4 years, which is an average of 3%. So it's not going to reach any goals. You're just beating inflation. So, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that this is definitely a very good sales strategy. I don't think it's a very good product for a lot of people. For certain people, it makes sense, okay? You can never blanket statement, but for some people, it may not be a good idea.
Yeah, and that was my thought. And I would say it doesn't mean this isn't right for some people, but generally, if you have a time horizon that is of any length and you're young and you're still in that accumulation phase, the last thing you want to do is hamper your ability to accumulate and grow your account balance by capping your market returns.
All right, guys, if you have one of these products, one of these annuity products that was pitched to you as something safe and you want us to review it, hey, give us a call. We'll give you a second opinion. I think that you'll be impressed with the knowledge that we have regarding all different investment products and strategies, and also to see how it fits inside your plan. We appreciate you guys listening. We appreciate your partnership. And as a reminder, we recommend listening on the Podbean app in your smartphone. Go ahead and make it official and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.